Welcome back to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer, as we continue our journey with your host, Charlie.
Thank you for joining us, and welcome back to episode 5. I'm happy that you're here with us as we continue Rosemarie's story. Today, we are taking a closer look at a place that's become really important for Renee, the chemotherapy center. For a lot of people, it is just a treatment center, but for Renee, it has turned into a safe space, a place full of familiar faces with the same hopes and fears. For Rosemarie, however, it is a place that brings mixed emotions. Treatment brings hope, yet it also serves as a reminder of her struggle and the reality of cancer. Today, we are going to talk about the people they have met here. It is all about the connections they have made. This shows us that how even in tough times, people can come together and make each other stronger. So grab your favorite drink and cozy spot. All set? Here we go. During their time at the chemotherapy sessions, Rosemarie and Renee have met an incredible group of people. It is like a big family, where everyone's journey is intertwined with cancer. Apart from Renee and her family, several other remarkable figures also stand out. At the center, there is an older lady who is there to support a family member. She always has her Bible with her, showing how strong her faith is. She doesn't talk to everyone about her beliefs, just to people who seem interested. Her faith gives her a special kind of strength, and when she does share her words, they bring peace to those listening. Then there is the thin man who looks so small in his big chemo chair. He looks really sick, and he is so quiet, but there is a kind of strength in his silent smile. Renee feels unspoken support for him. At one session, Renee helped this thin man out of his big chair after his treatment. He was so frail and small, but he gave her this smile that was full of gratitude. It was just a small thing, but it made Renee feel really connected to him. There is also a physician, but he's not working. He's getting treatment for his own cancer, stage 4 prostate cancer. It is kind of strange to see someone who usually helps others needing help himself. He's calm about it, and it seems to make everyone else feel a bit stronger. There's a lady, around mid-40, who always comes in with her daughter and husband. Her family is always there for her, taking care of her. It is nice to see how much they care for each other and stick together. A really special person in the clinic is a young mom. She used to be really sick with breast cancer that had spread, but she is in remission now. She comes in to get her port cleaned and for regular checkups. She's always smiling and her energy is so positive. This mom has 2 little kids, and you can tell she is just so happy to be getting better for them. There is also the lady with the bright red hair. Renee still can't tell if it was her real hair or a wig. She is hard to miss and always brings a kind of energy and life to the clinic. It is as if she brings a bit of color to a place that can sometimes be a bit gloomy. Alongside the patients, there's a familiar group of staff that Renee and Rosemarie have gotten to know. They're just as much part of this unique family as everyone else. The first 2 people that you will see at each appointment or session are the 2 receptionists. They greet everyone with a smile and know most of the patients by name. It's amazing how a friendly face and a warm welcome can make such a tough place feel a bit more comfortable. They help with appointments and rooming and always try to make things as easy as possible for everyone. There are 2 oncologists who work there. Rosemarie's oncologist is someone they have come to know quite well. She's kind, patient, and willing to answer any questions that they have. Then there is another oncologist, a man whom they see less often. And of course, there are the oncology nurses. Some of them rotate and change from week to week, but there are a few who are always there. These nurses are incredible. They are not just skilled at what they do, but they are also really compassionate and understanding. They know how to make everyone feel taken care of and less anxious about the treatment. The staff's familiarity and consistency adds a sense of stability and comfort to the clinic. They're a big part of why the place feels like a family. At the end of the day, it is not just about the medical care. It is also about the support, understanding, and kindness that the staff brings to their work. For Renee and Rosemarie, and probably for everyone else who comes to the clinic, these people make the difficult journey of cancer treatment a little bit easier to manage. For Renee, as a caregiver, there is a surprising emotion that surfaces each time she walks into the clinic, a sense of longing. She finds herself looking forward to seeing these familiar faces. They don't talk much about life outside the clinic walls, but inside, they share something profound. They understand each other's struggles and victories, no matter how small. In this space, everyone, whether they're receiving treatment or supporting someone who is, finds a place of belonging. It is a place where the usual barriers that separate people don't seem to matter. For Renee, the center has become more than just a place where Rosemarie receives her treatment. It's a place where she, too, finds strength during a time that can often feel lonely and overwhelming. It is incredibly valuable to see that even in hard times, people can still be kind and connect with each other, making things better in a way we might not expect. Renee shared a thought that really hits home. She took the old saying, "It takes a village to raise a child," and changed it to fit their situation. She said, "It takes a village to fight cancer." This new quote is all about how fighting cancer isn't just one person's battle. It's about how family, friends, doctors, and even people you don't know that well all come together to help. This saying from Renee really shows how important support and teamwork are when dealing with cancer. It reminds us that no one has to face these tough times alone. There's a whole group of people ready to help, care, and support. Sometimes, Renee noticed that a regular patient at the clinic was missing. She would silently wonder why they were absent. Maybe they have their treatment on a different day, or maybe something more serious has happened. When someone was absent, it really got Renee thinking. Not seeing a familiar face can really be unsettling. One day in April,
this feeling hit home when Renee got a text from Renelle. Renelle's mom had passed away on the 9th of April.
It was not the cancer that took her life, but the chemotherapy. Her kidneys couldn't handle the chemo anymore. Some types of chemotherapy can be really hard on the kidneys, because that is in part how the body gets rid of the chemo drugs. Unfortunately,
Renelle's mom's kidneys just couldn't take it.
This was really sad news.
The passing of Renelle's mother
left them with difficult questions about cancer treatment, especially in older patients.
Renelle's mom was older.
After her surgery, before her chemotherapy started, the surgeon said he had removed everything. It raised a question that many in their position struggle with. Was the chemotherapy necessary as a preventative measure in her age? This situation reflects one of the most challenging aspects of cancer care, deciding between different treatment recommendations. On one hand, there's a surgeon who may feel confident that the surgery was successful in removing all the cancer. On the other hand, the oncologist might recommend chemotherapy to target any remaining cancer cells, reducing the risk of the cancer coming back. It's a tough decision, weighing the surgeon's optimism against the oncologist's caution. Or, in some metastatic cancer patients, the surgeon might have seen during the surgery how far the cancer has spread and suggests not going ahead with chemotherapy. This could be because they are worried about the patient's overall health and whether chemo would really make a difference to the widespread disease. On the other hand, the oncologist might push for chemotherapy, highlighting its importance in controlling the spread of cancer, easing symptoms, and possibly extending the patient's life.
For Renee and Renelle, and many others facing similar situations,
it can be incredibly hard to know if they made the right choice. They trust the medical professionals and rely on their expertise. But there's always that lingering what if. What if the outcome had been different? What if they had chosen another path? These questions can weigh heavily, especially when the treatments like chemotherapy can have such severe side effects, particularly in older patients. In the end, decisions in cancer treatment are often about finding the best path forward with the information and advice available. It involves a leap of faith, trusting the doctors and hoping for the best outcome. But the uncertainty and the what-ifs remain part of the complex emotional journey that comes with battling cancer. It is a reminder that behind every treatment plan, there are people making tough choices, hoping for the best, but never truly knowing how things will turn out. As we come to the end of today's episode, we are reminded that cancer treatment is filled with tough choices and uncertainty. Rosemarie and Renee
like many others, are facing these challenges with courage and hope. They've trusted their doctors, made difficult decisions, and are now waiting to see the results. Rosemarie's last chemotherapy session will be on April 26th. After a week of rest, her CT scan will be scheduled. This scan is really important. It will show whether the chemotherapy has been working. What will it reveal about Rosemarie's cancer? And what about the cancer markers? These results will tell us a lot about where Rosemarie's journey goes from here. As we wrap up this episode, we are left wondering about the future. What will the CT scan show? How will Rosemarie and Renee react to the news, whatever it may be? Throughout today's discussion, we have highlighted the incredible network of support at the center, from patients to caregivers and the medical team. Reflecting on Mother Teresa's words, "Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love," we are reminded of the importance of support and kindness. May we all carry these words in our hearts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in to our next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer. Don't miss out on future episodes. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. For additional resources, be sure to follow Hope Love Cancer on Facebook and Instagram, and visit hopelovecancer.com. Until next time, stay hopeful, informed, and connected.